Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Tonight, we're going to get right into the topic. Tonight, we're going to talk about the role of the step-parent. Now, is anybody in that role right now?
The role of what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, man.
A step-parent.
Oh.
Your role as a step-parent. Is anybody acting a step-parent as of right now?
No.
Well, has anybody ever been a step-parent? I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, you have to be married. I'm saying, have you ever been or Steph Curry in your life at one point time or another? Is my question.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, wow, okay. So what you want to know?
Well, I'll tell you that in 1 second. Ladies, have you guys ever been in a step-parent role before in your life?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. What about you, Lex, though? You've mm-hmm. never been a step-parent?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll try to keep you in the conversation. Okay, now, this is my question.
Did that count?
You have a step-parent?
I had one. He's deceased now, but...
Okay.
Okay.
We'll keep how he treated you in mind as we go.
Okay.
Now, first of all, this is my question. I mean, this is one of my questions as far as that goes. If you're a step-parent, you have more than one. You know, there's more than one kid. You're a step-parent to more than one child. You know what I mean? Let's say you're in a relationship. Your kids have a kid, right? You know, you're a step-parent. Let's say you're a step-parent to two girls. They're grown. They both have kids. You know what I'm saying? They both have kids. Now, one is your real child and one is your stepchild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it fair to treat the real one better than you do the step one? That's question number one. Can you treat them the same or do you treat them differently? That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? All right, dog, look, I'll start with you. Okay, let's say you're married. You're married, right? You got a child. You and your wife got a child, and then you have a child outside of that relationship before you met your wife, okay? You follow me?
Yeah.
Dog, you following me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, now both of those kids have kids, right? You're an old man now. Let's say you're 60 now. They done moved on. They both have kids. Now, do you treat those kids differently or do you treat them the same? Even though one of them is not actually your blood.
Do I treat them like my... The grandkids the same, or do I treat them?
The grandkids,
right.
Well, let's go with your grandkids. We'll start off with your grandkids.
I'll treat them the same.
Or you would treat them the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wick, you treat them the same?
I say treat them the same, but I have a comment on that. Because if you're calling them your stepchildren by then, and if there's some kids, you're going to treat them like your kids anyway. That's the reason you call them your stepchild.
Well, technically, you're supposed to. I'm gonna get to that point in a minute. Lickstow, you treat them the same?
Yep.
I'm
shit. They kids. I don't treat no kids no different. I treat all children like they're my own.
Okay. Janine, do you treat them the same?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Okay, we'll take that as sarcasm.
It's not sarcastic. I treat all the kids the same, but differently, because they're individuals.
Okay.
I don't group them all together, and I don't treat them any different, but each child is an individual, so the way I parent may be different.
Well, what I'm saying is, okay, if you buy one something, you're going to buy the other one something, right?
It depends.
Why would you buy one something and not the other one?
They wrong. Why would I buy both something? I mean, why would I be buying their kids stuff anyway? They them their kids.
Yeah, but you're still a grandparent.
So, they come visit and they go home. I ain't got a damn shit.
Man, I'm glad you ain't my motherfucking grandmother.
Man, I'm glad you ain't my grandmother. Damn.
That's bullshit right there.
Shit, I'm thinking I'm coming over there going to get something. You ain't getting going to grab my dream, huh?
You got to take this ice cream call, take your ass home.
You know, and you wonder why we never come visit your ass.
Yeah, what happened?
Right. Ain't nobody going over there.
I'm starting to cry when you talk about I'm taking you to your grandma's house.
All right, now, y'all, check this out. I said all that for a reason. Okay, now, Mother Nature's stepfather, right? I'm asking, you know, I need some advice. Now, she has kids. Her sister have kids. But her sister is his biological. She's not.
Mm-hmm.
And he treats the kids differently. Now, me, as her husband, do I face him? Because I see it. Do I approach him, is my question.
What?
Hell no. I ain't none of your damn business.
She is grown anyway. If she got a problem with anything that he is doing, then she needs to address that with him.
Yeah, I got to agree on that.
The husband shouldn't say nothing. He should just sit back and let it ride, even though he sees that it affects the kids.
No, everything ain't your business. Everything ain't your business. I'm sorry. I mean, you could talk to her about it, but everything just ain't your business. You know, now that's one thing I've learned. When it comes to family, no, that ain't your business. That's something you stay clearly out of. I mean, me personally.
Turn around and bite you in the ass, dude.
Hold on, before we go there. Hold on, we got a caller. Caller, what's
happening? All right. What's happening? What's happening with y'all?
What's happening?
My dumb computer ain't working, so I can't hear what the topic was. I just happened to click in and y'all was talking. So what's the topic?
Hey, what's your name, baby? What's your name?
This Joe at the door.
Joe at the door?
Yeah, this Joe at the door.
What's good, Joe at the door?
We just going to say Joe. Fuck it.
No, yeah, we going to just say Joe. This Joe. All
right. All right, Joe. You from Chicago?
Hey.
Big Joe from the go. Okay, there you go. I get it.
All right, go ahead.
What I'm saying to y'all is my computer acting retarded, so I couldn't hit a topic. I had to call in. And I've been listening to y'all, but y'all never repeated the topic while I was on here.
The topic is the role of the step-parent. But we on something different right now. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get back to the topic. We just straight off topic for a hot second. This is what I'm saying. My wife and my sister-in-law,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? They have a father. Now he's my wife's stepfather, but he's her sister's real father.
Okay.
Now they both have kids, and he treats the kids differently. Now me as the husband, I see that this is affecting the kids. Do I say something to him?
Do you say something to him?
Correct.
Well, as a person who is in this same situation, it depends on how close of a relationship y'all have. If you can say this openly and they not get that offended, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, we're
so
not
how
that
you
cool.
feel.
Oh,
well, it's going to be an issue because they're going to already think that you are already talking out the side of your neck. You know what I'm saying? I've been in that situation. I've been on both sides, okay? I am the wife, and my mother-in-law treats man different, okay? True enough, they got her oldest, okay, has different parents than the two youngest. Okay. The two youngest had the same mother and father. The oldest just has a different mother. And there's issues that's been going on with that. because I have seen the favoritism since man has been on this earth, okay? And the oldest has man beat by, like, we'll say 5 or 6 years. And it's always been a favoritism thing. And some of them know that they're showing favoritism, and then some honestly don't know because they still caught up in this is who they want them to be with or this is who they don't want them to be with. So I'm still fighting that battle. It has come to be a little bit better over the years, okay? But you can still see the favoritism, and the kids are going to always see that.
I agree. Now, let me ask you a question on what you just said. You think it's because your mother-in-law doesn't want him to be with you?
I already know that's what the issue used to be 13 years ago. Okay, it took me 13 years, and in that 13, I done left my husband and got back with my husband. You understand what I'm saying? And he's still the father to all of my children. But it took 13 years for his mother to decide that she wanted to like me.
So
You understand what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So when you got back in, you know, after y'all broke up and you got back in, was the mother like, oh, this bitch back?
I thought that's how she felt. I'm not going to lie. I thought that's how she felt. And it took a whole lot of things for me to feel different. Okay, because it took 13 years for her to decide to invite me to come to Mother's Day dinner with their family. Okay, it took 13 years. My oldest is 11. Okay, the oldest that I have with my husband, she's 11. Okay, now his oldest, before he got with me, okay, she's 16. But when me and him got together, him and the oldest mama wasn't even nowhere together 2 years before I got there. You understand what I'm saying? But she still was at this point where she wanted her son to be with his daughter.
The first baby.
And she felt, yeah. And she felt that I was taking him away from this daughter. Even though I'm in Indiana, they're in Chicago, you know, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. When I met this man, him and the baby mama hadn't been together since the baby had been born. The baby was born in 96. Me and him got together in 98. Okay? So whatever issue she had should have been long gone, but she still had issues with me. So it took 13 years, you know what I'm saying, for her to realize and understand. Now, my baby was born in 2002 with her son, okay, which is his second child. And it's always been a favoritism. And I've always known this. And it has come to be where I couldn't stand her. I didn't like the fact that she treated my kid like that. And my thing was, regardless of how you feel about where you want him to be, and you don't know shit about me, you don't know me being from Donuts, okay, but you just dislike me because you figure I took him from the city and brought him this way. Well, I can only bring him this way if he chose to come this way. You know what I'm saying? But me and him had already discussed what wasn't going on between him and his first baby mama. So it wasn't that I was taking him from his oldest daughter. It was just that he chose to do other things with his life. But his oldest daughter, what his mama don't know was the oldest daughter, whenever she came out to Gary to spend time, she stayed with me because he worked 24/7. So whenever she came out, she stayed with me at my house with me. He went to work, she stayed with me. If I left my house, she was so used to being with me, she wanted to go with me when I left. And at this point, I didn't have no children. Okay, but once again, I say it took 13 years for this woman to even acknowledge that I was a part of the family. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, evidently persistence must have paid.
Hold on a second, man. All right, we got a lot of people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. We'll bring you in. All right, go ahead, man.
I evidently persistence paid off, like I was saying. You had to be like, motherfucker, because, at some point in time, especially by me, I'm going to tell you, I'm a mama's boy. I'm a mama's boy, and I know how my mama thinks about certain situations, even though my mother.
Let me tell you this. Let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. I've been knowing you for quite a while, and your mother first met me. She never once gave me the impression that she did not like me. You want me to tell you who this is?
Yeah, because you like my mama.
Dope from the dope.
This is Tamika.
Oh, what's up, girl?
What up? Hey, what up?
Okay, all right.
Right. So you kind of feel where I'm coming from.
Okay. I'll see where you're coming from.
You know what I'm saying? I've been nothing but respectful to her, though. You know what I'm saying? And this woman is, let me tell her, she's Jesus' right-hand man. You feel what I'm saying? So for her not to like me for something that she never knew of me, didn't know nothing about me, she ain't no shit. She didn't even know I was making her son a better man. But she just disliked me because she assumed, because of the baby mama, that I was taking him from his child. But like I said, when I got with him, them two hadn't been together since the baby was born.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question right now.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You saying that mom thought she was taking him from his daughter. Now, was he in his daughter's life before you met him?
Yes, he was. When I met this man, when me and him started talking to one another and having conversations, he would leave me at home, okay? Or he'd leave us wherever we was kicking in at, all right? And he'd go and have time with his daughter, all right? And then whenever he got done with his daughter, he'd come back. I never had no issues or no gripe with that. But the mama didn't know me then. She didn't even know I was in the picture up until six, seven months later.
To my second question. That brings me to my second question.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she even think that? If that wasn't going on before you met him, why would she even think that you're going
to
take
because
him from his
daughter? Because she's the type of mother who don't want her son to be with nobody other than the baby mama that he got pregnant. You understand what I'm saying? She's a church-born woman. No. But see, here's the thing. The difference between me and her was I'm a year older than my husband. I'm about 2 or 3 years older than his baby mama. So when I met my husband, I was 24, he was 23, and she was 21, okay? So when I came along, him and the baby mama and the baby had already established a relationship, okay? When I came along, I was still nothing to her. She knew nothing of me. She didn't even know I was at her house, on her premises, okay? When he came, you know what I'm saying? Because don't get me wrong, him and his mom is cool. You know what I'm saying? And they close. But she is, like I said, she's a church-going woman. And she figures since he got that woman pregnant, that's who he's supposed to be with for the rest of his life, okay? And even though their stuff wasn't working out on their level, see, they broke up long before I came along. The baby was born in December 96. I come along in April of fucking 98, long after they wasn't messing with each other. And I never interfered with him going to see his daughter. Whenever he was going to see her and he told me, you go ahead. I'll see you when you get back. When we had been around each other for so long and he was going to take me over there to go get his shorty, I told him, no. You go on and get it. You spend your time with her. I'll be here when you get back. He was like, you know what? I respect you for that because her mama might be on some bullshit. Fine with me. I'm not tripping. That's yours. Okay? So I never came in between. I was the one who made sure that when we moved away from there, that she still was able to spend time with her daddy. Because if I didn't let her be at my house with me, she couldn't have spent time with her dad. But
okay, so
mommy didn't know
can
that.
I ask you something? So pretty much when mama met you, first thing her thought was...
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
You ain't even
goddamn right. Goddamn right.
Hey, fuck that.
Goddamn right.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But she had to understand and realize whatever she decided and what she thought was on her. But what her son chose to do was something else. But just so long as he and I knew that he was still spending time with his daughter and who his daughter was spending the majority of the time with when she came to see her daddy, he never said nothing to his mama, which I always thought that was wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I can't beat him in the head for him to tell his mama. He'll tell her when he ready. But it took her, like I said, it took her 13 years. To understand, that I've never been an issue with them. And to this day, his daughter still calls me her stepmama. She calls me and talks to me about issues that's going on with her and her mama.
Well, where's her mama at? She with her mama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she calls you to talk about her mama?
She came to my house to visit. And, you know, you can tell when something's wrong with one of these teenagers. You can kind of tell when something ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and then
well,
we sit at my table and we chit-chat.
Let me ask you a question. Hold
uh-huh.
on. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And when she came to you, when she came to you to talk about her mama, did you go to her daddy? And tell him what's going
after,
on?
After. Wait. I told him after me and her chit-chatted. But, see, I didn't tell him. See, she came to me in confidence, okay, because she, like I said, she's been around me since she was 2. Now she's 16. Even when me and her dad was divorced, I still seen her spend time with her, okay? So it was like when she came by here to visit us, it was me and her conversation time, and she needed to talk. So when I talk to her, you know, I don't downgrade her mama to her. I don't say nothing bad about her mama. You know what I'm saying? But I also let her understand that, you know, by you being a teenager, you still have to understand what your mama where your mama coming from. Okay? And it seems as if from when me and her had that conversation, things have been a whole lot freaking smoother between me and her mama. Not that me and her mom has even talked, because me and her don't talk and ain't talked. She is since 2000. Okay? But
hey, you know what? That wait a minute, that's fine, but you said you did tell the father what's going on between his daughter.
Oh
and
yeah,
her
don't get me wrong. After me and her talked, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want her to know I told him. But after me and her talked, then I pulled her daddy to the side as if we was on our you know, little usual chit chat, and I told him what was going on. Okay? And he said, okay, well, I'm gonna say something to her. Do you mind? No, I don't mind, that's your daughter. But I just want you to understand, don't be mad at her, because she just needed somebody to talk to aside from, okay? Because she don't really talk to her dad. Her dad is one of those real overprotective daddies. You know what I'm saying? So she don't really know what to say and when to say nothing to her dad.
That's what's up. That's how we roll.
So I talked to her on how to talked to her on how to come to her mother and talk to her mother about the things that was bothering her. And when I told my husband that's what I did, he was like, okay, cool, I'm not tripping, that's fine. So when he found out the shit worked out fine between his daughter and her mama, you know what I'm saying, he felt a little relieved because he didn't want to have to be the person to sit down and talk to her like that.
Well, what about you and the daughter? I mean, you did violate the privacy, you know what I'm saying? She came to you like, you know, don't tell nobody.
She don't even know I told her. She don't know I told her.
Come on now. How else you think he going to know?
She don't know I told him what she told me. She knows I told him something pertaining to. She just don't know I told him per se. You feel what I'm saying? And I know he ain't said nothing because she's still coming to me right now today to talk to me.
I can understand that.
Okay.
We haven't talked. Me having daughters, I can understand that for the simple fact that I've made this comment. I've said this before. Me, as cool as I try to be, as calm as I try to be, I know with my daughters I come off a little overbearing. You know,
yeah.
I come off a little,
yeah.
You know, like, hey, so it's
that's
a lot of things. You say what?
Say, that's just not with your daughters.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
What?
Like,
I'm going to have to come jump in too, ain't I?
Right. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, with that, I mean, it's hard to, like, because, I mean, just today I was talking about my daughters, and I was saying how, you know, I'm like, man, it's like, that when they get a certain age, it's like, fuck daddy. I don't give a damn.
And it is. And it is.
And I'm like, you know, if somebody has to tell me that, you know, it's not that they don't love you no less. It's just, you know.
And it's not a betrayal. You know what I'm saying? It's not a betrayal when it comes against their parents. It's not a betrayal that they're talking, you know what I'm saying, behind their parents' back, or I said something to her daddy to betray her. It wasn't that. See, she already knew I was going to say something to her dad. See, that was the purpose of her telling me. It was just she was telling me so that I could break the ice to her daddy. You feel what I'm saying now?
Okay.
And you believe that, right?
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that, man, because a lot of times the thing's been told that I didn't got secondhand, but it's like you knew I was going to get told. And it's just
exactly.
Like, you know, you just, because us
but
as fathers,
don't get me wrong.
We don't.
But don't get me wrong. She's told me that I have not told her dad, okay?
Right, and I'm pretty sure it is. And I'm pretty sure it's things that people know that I don't know that is just like, all right, well, okay, I know this. I know the gist. I know the what I need to know. It's on the need-to-know
exactly.
basis.
You don't need to know the details. You know the gist of.
Yeah, I know the gist of.
Okay,
I know.
Now, let me ask you this. Who am I talking to in the first place? Assassin Cass. Who am I talking to?
It's Goldie, baby.
Okay, Goldie. What kind of issues?
What's going on
with you that you ain't trying to trust what I'm telling you? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell I'm the realest motherfucker shit that you probably don't know in quite a while. Okay? I just want to know what's going on that motherfucker got you to where you ain't feeling it like that.
This is all I'm saying. What's the young lady's name? What's her initials?
I'm not saying her initials. Her initials in my
daughter. Well, when I talked to her, she told me to tell you this. She said for telling her daddy what she
you
what
ain't
she
talking
told
to her. You don't
confident.
Even know her. You don't even know nothing about it for her to even say.
All right. You've already messed up my soundbite, man. Goodness gracious, calm down.
I mean, that's good, but don't give me on the babies now. Come on, I get on the babies.
You got to flow with the show. You got to just let it roll.
Don't tell me to let it roll, because last time I called, I disrupted the whole thing.
Boy, y'all
you
did
what the whole time?
Huh?
What'd you say you did the whole time?
I said the last time I called, I think I disrupted the whole show.
And now, because I remember the last
do
time
you?
You called.
Do you?
Yep,
do you? What was I talking about the last time? What was I talking about last time?
This is from me to you from the last time you called.
Shut the fuck up! Did I say no? Shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
Now, I'm on with the show.
You don't want to get fucked out all this time and get your ass out.
Oh my God. I ain't even mad.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I ain't
tripping.
It's all good.
The show been on for 30 minutes. I think
you trying to find something else to play?
Yep, I was. I ain't gonna even lie.
I get it.
Okay, Joe from the go. It ain't on you yet. It's on Janine.
Well, it was quiet. She ain't off the phone. That's all I have before. Shit. Can you hear me? My neighbor is out there looking at me like
I'm. We can hear you now, both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been a step parent.
Okay, so what do you think the role of the step parent is?
I mean, I don't see a difference. I don't look at it as it being different. If you're a parent and you decide that you're going to be with somebody who has kids, then you're also their parent.
Yep.
Okay. Now, with that being said, it's going to come a time, or it may have already came. You ain't my mama. How you react to that?
What? Oh, well, that ain't never been said to me. So
you know,
I can't
you,
even say.
You know what, dog? And all bullshit aside, and I'm not being funny, but you
mm-hmm.
know what? I think like if you get these kids at a certain age, now yeah, you get that 16, 17 year old to come in. Yeah, that motherfucker might be rebellious. But if you got these kids since they was like toddlers or whatnot, it's not too often you really hear that. I mean,
you pretty much
hear the same shit that the regular parent hear. Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
get on my nerves, and that motherfucker get on my nerves. And but if it's enough respect there, you're not going to even hear that. You're going to know that's what they're thinking, but you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear. Yeah, you're not going to hear, you get on my damn nerves, or you not my mama, or you not my daddy. You know, you're going to get that stomping away like they do they regular parents. You know. Yeah, you're going to get that, you know. But then, shit, so do the mama and the daddy. But I think if you just really, like, I mean, if you start off early enough, I don't think you really get that. Now, when you get a motherfucker who like 14 or 15, then you got a motherfucker that also, you know what? And I think a big part of that is, like, your significant other. If your significant other plays a game where you only can discipline them at certain points and you can't discipline them at this point, then, yeah, you probably hear that then. But if your significant other, like, well, look here, you get your ass whooped, you do something, you get your ass whooped, you just got your ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? You really ain't going to hear it. I mean, because I've had step parents, you know, and.
You too.
Right, you know, like, I mean, I might have said it up under my breath, but, I mean, and you know that. You know that. I mean, shit. My old man, I mean, shit, I used to look at him like, you know, I might, you know, this motherfucker ain't even my daddy. But no, I never said it aloud.
But you better to say that shit to his face, though.
Right, I never said it aloud.
Joe, Big Joe, hold on, man, Big Joe.
What?
Joe from the Gold.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
Okay, go ahead, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
She just co-signed like a motherfucker in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you might have heard me say the shit, but I never said it to him. I never once told him you ain't my daddy. You know what I'm saying? I never once told my stepmother that you ain't my mama. Now I might have said it around people who ain't my mama, ain't my daddy, but I ain't never said it to him because it was like shit. I ain't fit to get my ass whooped.
Okay, check this out. I know your situation. Now, liquor store, you had step parents. Have you ever said that?
You know what I did when I was about seven? No, when I was about eight. And that was when he first came along. And after that, nope, never again.
Okay, why did you say it to him in the first place?
Probably, I can't remember. I was eight. But probably more than likely it was because I wanted something and I couldn't get my way. That's usually what it is.
Okay, now let me ask you this question. If you was ever put in a position where you was a step-parent, how would you react if the kid told you that?
Well, you know, like Kat said, it all depends on your mate and, you know, how we doing things. If he's not going to let me, you know, treat her like she's my own, then I can't. But if he is, then okay. While you here, yes, I am. You're my fucking mama. And, you know,
all
right. That's that.
All right. You know what? We're going to do. Hey, Wick, you still with me, right? Take us off mute.
I'm still here. All
right, man, look. I know you've been a step-parent, and all I'm hearing is that these Obama answers. Come on, give me the real answer, dog. What
hell
you
no.
doing?
They right on the head, because I still treat, even though me and his mama are not together, but he's my sister's, my daughter's brother, I treat him still like he's one of mine, too.
I'm talking about if you hear, you ain't my daddy. How you respond?
Hey, I'm I'm gonna choke his ass up like I am his daddy. Nigga, I wouldn't be winning your ass if I didn't love your motherfucking ass.
What?
Okay.
I'm gonna
choke his ass up and, tell him that I love him. I'm your daddy right now, and you're gonna respect me like that.
Okay, so all right, now that brings me to another question. So just because you're with their mother, that means they gotta respect you just because you're with their mother?
You're supposed to respect grown up, period. Yeah. But
they
respect you because you're an adult. And you treat your kids to respect the people that if they disrespecting you, that's different. But if this is an adult and they haven't did anything to you, why are you disrespecting them anyway?
Well, I'm saying along the lines of just because you with somebody, that doesn't necessarily mean you got respect. I didn't respect any motherfucker my mama was with.
See, that's
why
you got a whole issue with the whole thing that's going on here. That's why you got an issue.
Okay.
No, that's not why. I don't have an issue. I'm just saying, just because you're with somebody, that does not mean that the kids have to respect you. I think you got to earn the kids' respect. That's all I'm saying.
So you saying to me, if you had a kid, they shouldn't have to respect who you're with?
Let me say that one more time.
If you have children, your children are not supposed to respect who you chose to be with.
That person that I'm with should earn my kids' respect just like vice versa. You have to earn
that
respect.
That person earned their kids' respect when they turn fucking grown.
Exactly.
Fucking shit.
Why
you got a whole song on what's going on? Why you got a song on what's going on? Because you was talking about that same kid all along. You ain't my daddy.
So the kid could just treat you like any motherfucker.
No, I ain't never heard of
that. Until they decide. To the kid fucking decide that they need to respect me, you're crazy as hell.
What the fuck do you want to do that exactly? I got to earn the respect of the kid. It's a goddamn kid.
If my motherfucker's
out, if my motherfucker's
out, I see if you was my stepkid father time, I'd treat you like goddamn right and treated me. I'd beat your ass every chance I got.
Well,
you know what? Okay, it all boils down to this by the time. Okay, if you're not the type of person that's going to bring any of motherfucker's body around your child in the first place. So you got to be a special person. You got to feel like, you know what I'm saying, this person is worthy of being around your child in the first place. So if that's like whoever, like Joe from Go, like they said, if that's who you choose to be with, then you telling all of us right now that her child can just come in treating you like shit.
She can come in and be like, nigga, fuck you. You ain't my damn daddy. So you're going to take that shit?
That's not what I said. Hold on, y'all. All right, everybody. Let's get our bearings about ourselves for a second. All right.
I'm just curious, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm really curious. If he was dating this woman, you know what I'm saying? If she got a 17-year-old son, 16, 15-year-old son, you know what I'm saying? And he walked through the door, you know what I'm saying? And she like, hey, you know, blah, 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 this my boyfriend, so-and-so. And the son be like, fuck that nigga. I mean, is that okay?
Hell no, that's not okay.
But you ain't earned the respect of that child.
Okay, I mean, where does the respect supposed to start then? Because you said you got to earn the kid's respect. So he didn't care if he want to say fuck you. So how you going to earn his respect if he didn't already say fuck you?
Well, that's when you sit down and talk to him.
I'm walking out the fucking... You sit there and let your son say fuck me. Your son or your daughter say fuck me, and you look and tell me you gotta earn his respect. Fuck you and your kid.
Shit.
I'm out of here.
The relationship doesn't even need to get started.
It didn't even get a chance. The relationship.
Right. It didn't. You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, fuck you and your kid.
Right, or your kid address the woman that you talking about you like or whatever. And say, fuck her, baby. What are you going to say?
Fuck all y'all.
That's probably what. That's why a lot of these kids bad like they are now, because they really think that a grown person supposed to earn their respect to them.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker, you here. Get to a right old age, and then you talk about me learning to give me respect.
Y'all twisting around. See, y'all heard something and ran with it.
Okay, so would you explain to us one more time what you mean?
Like,
because we tripping when
you
said.
I would if I could get a chance to
explain
talk.
Like we threw you
we supposed to earn their respect. So you just blew us all off right there with that one when you said
we earn
our
respect yet, nigga.
What? Explain what you mean. We gonna set that all up and you explain what you mean.
All right, everybody. All right, come on. Get a man a chance to say, maybe we heard him wrong. So, go ahead, dog.
Right. I'm going to fuck around and mute everybody and get my point. This is what
I'm saying.
As far as respecting, this is what I mean. Okay, I'm married. Everybody know I'm married. I have a daughter. Now, my daughter's not going to come here saying, no, fuck you and all this. You know, and talk to my wife any kind of way. You understand what I'm saying? She has to respect my wife, but my wife at the same time has to respect my daughter at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's a mutual respect. And that doesn't mean just because I'm with my wife that maybe my daughter don't like my wife. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe she have a problem with my wife. So maybe she ain't going to never respect my wife. That's what I'm saying. You have to earn the respect. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Wait. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. All right. Now, just so I get this clear, I want to get this clear. Between, all right. If your daughter just don't like your wife, okay, and in situations where it have been them type of situations where, well, this child just don't like this person. But nevertheless,
right.
Even if that child don't like, just because you don't like me, that don't mean you not going to respect me. Because you don't like me, that means that you ain't got to respect me?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying from what Wick said earlier. Wick made the point, because I'm with her, that kid has to respect me.
No.
And I'm disputing that.
No, I said... I think all children should respect grown folks, period. That's what I said. You said, well, if you with her, I just took the answer that you wanted to hear, yeah. But I said I think all children should respect grown folks.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to piggyback on what Wick said. I mean, at the same time, you ain't got to like her. But, yes, if I brought this woman around you, yes, you ain't got to like her, but you will respect her, especially if
regardless
she's not doing
of how the fuck you feel.
Especially if she's not doing no type of disrespectful act to you.
Exactly. Especially
she
if she's not doing anything to you.
She ain't did nothing to you, whatever your mama might put in your head, to the point where I just don't like her. All right, well, you can go. You can listen to your mama. You can listen to your aunties, your uncles, or whoever that's putting this in your head
you ain't like you got some motherfucking sense.
Yeah, you going to act like, I'm going to stand on that. Now, I understand what you're saying about, okay, I mean, but at the same time, if she ain't calling my kid, I can't stand that little bitch neither, and this, that, and the other, and I mean, she's not disrespecting my daughter, she's not doing nothing, there's no ill feelings towards my daughter. My daughter's the only one bringing these ill feelings in. Then I'm going to tell my daughter, you can sit your little ass down with all that bullshit. You ain't got to like her. But, okay, you're not going to walk your ass around here rolling your ass, stomping your feet, whatever, talking any old kind of motherfucking way. You're not going to do that.
Hmm.
Now, that's just me.
And that's what saying that she did. I'm just saying.
That ain't just you. But shit, I'll be in the middle of the
right.
somewhere.
Hell yeah. Am I putting a motherfucker neck? Is you crazy? What the fuck wrong with you?
Oh,
Hey, Father Todd, maybe I misunderstood. Father Todd, what do you mean by earning that child's respect? What do you mean by that? Maybe I'm not understanding.
That you earned that child's respect when you chose to date that child's mother or father, okay?
Hold on, y'all. Time was. All bullshit aside, I really want to. I'm trying to understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to just go with the crowd, but I'm really not understanding what you're meaning. I'm really not.
This is what I'm saying. Y'all saying, well, the child has to respect the adult and all that bullshit. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine in a perfect world. But if I'm that alcoholic motherfucker that's coming beating your ass every day that you ain't done shit, but because I'm pissed off, I'm coming home, I'm whooping everybody's ass in the motherfucking house, why the hell would it? Why would any of the kids respect me?
How old are you?
I'm 44.
Okay, so you was raised in a day and time when you didn't, you know, saying fuck around, got your motherfucking mouth popped. You understand what I'm saying? So why should it be any different for your kids? Regardless of what that parent was doing, I was raised in the world that regardless to what your mother or father may have done, be it right or wrong, you as a child had no place to judge because you wasn't supposed to do as I do, you do as I tell you to do.
You ain't wrong.
We don't live in a perfect
world. You ain't wrong, girl.
Hold on, Timer. I've been around you. I've been around you longer than anybody on this phone. And if your mama if your mama had her company over, that was whether you liked him or not. You did not disrespect that man.
You might have came outside
with me and shot the shit with me. But shit, when you walked in that house, it wasn't no man. Yeah, whatever, motherfucker. Fuck you, whatever. I don't like you, nigga. No, you didn't do that, nigga. You knew just like I do. Had you walked in that house like I walked in that house talking that shit, what the fuck was gonna happen to us?
And for you to give him that respect, did he earn that respect?
No.
You just gave it to him because you was a child.
If that man was just sitting on the couch and you walked past that man, shit, you spoke. How you doing?
He earned that respect
when we got outside, you know, I don't like that motherfucker. All right, bro, shit. We might have talked our shit, man. We'll whoop his ass. Yeah, we'll fuck him up. But come on, man. If we walked in that house and walked past that man, it was hello. Hey, how you doing?
You're still missing the point. I'm not understanding the point.
I was very, very disrespectful as a child. I said everything y'all said y'all didn't say, I said it. Okay? I understand what you're trying to say. The thing about it is you still respected that person. Me, on the other hand, I feel like if that person did something to me, it's not about earning respect. When this man first came into my mother's life, he automatically got it because that's the way I was raised. It was the things that he started doing that made me dislike him and took that respect away. You see what I'm saying? Exactly.
But at the same time, hold on, Janine. At the same time, you lost your respect for the things he was doing, right? But at the same time, though, he had to earn your respect back, correct?
That never happened. As a kid, I didn't understand because I was a kid. So that went on forever. I was kicked out of that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just not understanding
earning a kid. You have to earn respect for. I mean, the kid got to earn. I mean, you got to earn respect for the kid. I'm not. I'm just not getting it. I don't understand. I mean,
I'm saying as the role. Listen, I'm saying as the role of the step parent. You got to earn that kid's. You can't just come in saying, you know, sit your.
Hey, did I say so?
You don't have to earn shit as a step parent. You don't have to earn nothing as a step parent. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
I just hear you. Go ahead.
This Wick, let me just say, if you're taking good care of this person's mother, you paying the bills and you put a roof over their head, how much fucking more respect do I got to give you?
Kids don't see it like
Hello.
Kids don't see it like that.
It's not on the kids to see it, but not like
right.
I said. That goes back to the mother. Now, if the mother sitting there saying, like I told you, if the mother sitting there saying, well, you got look here. If I'm putting food in your kid's mouth, I'm putting clothes on your kid's back. I'm doing everything, and I'm not just no motherfucker walk in beating the fuck out you and your kids. And I mean. How in the hell? What more? I'm like, wait, what fucking more do I got to do?
You know?
But see, here's the thing, which I don't understand. Well, no,
okay.
Some of y'all do, some of y'all don't. But here's the thing, coming from a woman's point of view, being a stepmother, okay, it's got to be the father. If it's the woman with a man who got kids or a man with a woman who got kids and it's like that, then they both have to be grown enough to say, okay, well, you cannot say this in my house to the woman I'm with. You understand what I'm saying? You can't disrespect her. If y'all living in the same house. Now, see, we got to have some things going on here. Because if they in the household living together, okay, and if there's disrespectful things going on like that, then, yeah, one of the other parents needs to step up and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You cannot be doing that. That's not right. Regardless to what the other parent may be telling that child to say. You know what I'm saying? It's on that other parent to say, you know what I'm saying, to that kid. That's not right for you to say that. That person has done nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? It's on that parent to get that child out of that bullshit. Okay?
Right.
And let
it
just be the parent. And for not the kid, and for the kid not to be caught up in that bullshit. Okay? So, see, that's where that starts. That starts
exactly.
With the parent.
And that's exactly where it started.
Exactly.
My mother, was putting me in the middle. My mother was putting me in the middle of they shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
She turned me against him. Because, see, it was never like that at first. She turned me against him. And then, of course, with my father, with him not being my father basically told her, and you can't cut her. So, basically, y'all stripped his respect. You see what I'm saying? He was stripped of his respect, you know, by my mother and my father.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they did.
And that's the biggest thing that a lot of parents, whether male or female, we got a bad habit. Tell that motherfucker. But you got to think about this, man. I mean, I done met some motherfuckers. I mean, I done met some motherfuckers that my kids that my kids' mothers have been with that I actually like. Why the fuck you let that nigga go? I was a good ass dude for you. You know what I'm saying? Because this dude, I'm like, man, but. I will be the first one to tell y'all, my kids is a motherfucker, but they mother let them say whatever the fuck come out their mouth. They mother, you know, motherfucker like, damn, like, you know, and she'll tell them in a heartbeat. Well, you know, my kid, I'm going to tell you like this, on that end, they're a motherfucker. Now, you come around me, you see my kids around me, it's like that same dude can see them kids around me and be like, them are some totally different fucking kids. Them kids ain't the same when they around him than when they with their mother. When they with their mother, they'll call you everything under the sun. They'll call you any kind of bitches and motherfuckers in a heartbeat. Now, my thing is this. Hey. I'll be the first to say it. You know, she used that leverage, and I think she used it as a scare tactic. I'm not going to even lie to you. I think that she used, well, if you do something, this and that, they did, he going to act like this, they did, he going to act like that. So now, it's like this dude, like, he either going to be like, he can't stand me, or fuck this, he ain't got to put up with me. But now, when he sees me, it's like the first thing he...
he's so fucking on the offensive against me, and I'm looking in like, hey, you want a beer? This nigga like, ah, motherfucker, I don't want no beer. What you mad at me for? What you mad at me for? Because this other parent did so much, and they said so much, oh, they daddy this, they daddy that. Well, you know who they daddy is? They daddy hit this person. He used to run with that person. Okay, this nigga may know me, he may not. If he do know me, it's like, okay, I know this nigga, I know what kind of niggas he used to run with. If not, it's like, okay, I don't know this nigga, but, all right, you know, what the fuck is this nigga on? You know, so you got to look. A lot of times, man, you got to, like they said, you got to deprogram these kids when they come to your house. Because these kids will sit there and these kids will fuck your relationships up. Because it ain't nothing personal. It's what the motherfucker that didn't put in their head when they got over there. I mean, think about it. If this motherfucker ain't did nothing to you, you just met this motherfucker, what reason do she got to say, what reason do your child got to say, I don't like her? they have none. They have no reason. They have no reason.
You gotta earn their respect first, then they'll like you.
I ain't gotta earn shit. I mean, shit. And you know, I look at it like this. You have situations where I done been in a situation where motherfuckers don't like me. They didn't like me. All right. They used to their daddy. They didn't like me. Motherfuckers run up and even try to punch me. All right. Shit. The mama looked like, all right, well, that's on you. All right, motherfucker, you want to punch me? I'm going to punch your ass back.
You know, I think what it all comes down to is the relationship you got with your kid. Because if you let your kid get away with that type of stuff, then that's what they're going to do. And that's what, you know, that's what
exactly.
I think, you know.
And you know what? And the best thing that she could ever say was, you ran up on him.
Yep.
Now, you ran up on him, and now you got your ass punched. Now you looking at me, mama, help me. Help me, mama. This boy, he's beating the shit out of me. I don't know, motherfucker. You was grown enough to hit that man. You grown enough to take your legs back.
Exactly.
Needless to say, no problems after that. No problems.
You see?
You know what I'm saying? No problems. I mean, shit. Motherfucker can sit there and actually sit down and have a conversation with the motherfucker now. You know what I'm saying? Sit there and talk to him. Talk to him. Try, and you know what? And when a motherfucker see that you not that motherfucker that they think you are, then motherfucker open up to you.
It works out a whole lot better, though.
Yeah.
Because that motherfucker see, well, I can't get away with this shit. This shit ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because the first thing a motherfucker look at, my mama going to help me. My mama turned her head like the grandmama on Minister Society.
Grandma,
she turned her head. yo, that motherfucker, hey, let me hold on, then let me warm them ribs up for you. Let me show you what a punch is. That mama.
I'll be like my first
ride
for baby boy.
Right.
What?
Playing the game. Hey, what do you say? Hey, and after that, what do you ask him? You want something from the stove? It ain't personal. Shit, I just had to let you know.
Ass from a half a mile down the block.
Hell yeah,
mom.
Oh, I'm saying,
mom.
And then you know what? And then there's a lot of times that you know you got to look at these kids too. Because my thing is this: you not gonna walk in this motherfucking house and act like you the toughest motherfucker in the world. Then I look outside and see you running home every goddamn day. You had not walk your ass up to this motherfucker trying to act like you just super badass nigga.
Oh,
you flying home every day. Every time I look out the door, I see you busting through the door. There's 20 niggas after you. Oh, help me. But then you want to get in the house. I wish. Yeah, you want to get in the, come in the house and start talking shit, poke your chest out. You better get your ass back outside and poke that motherfucker.
You like, what?
Yeah, you want to get in the house. What? Oh, this nigga wasn't whipping that nigga when he just called. He was going to whoop your ass. Running down the street hollering, mama. Mama, over the door, mama.
Hey, that's how my little stepson was. I mean, that, yeah, stepson, because even though me and his mama not together, he still respect me and treats me like I'm his father. So he used to be like that. He would, when I first got with her, he would be outside running from people who would come in the house. She'd tell him to do something. He want to huff and puff.
Right.
I was like, no, motherfucker, you wasn't huffing and puffing when I had to come out there and pull them boys off your ass.
Right, see, and I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna do the old school method. I'm gonna take your ass right back outside.
Mm-hmm.
You better whoop their ass. If you don't whoop their ass, I'm fucking you up.
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah.
You better whoop somebody's ass, not somebody down
yeah.
or something. Shit.
You know what? I'm not gonna even say you gotta win the fight, but goddamn it, you better put up an effort. Goddamn it, you sitting there. You sitting there looking at me talking about when you going to break it up. Get him off me. But then you want to come in the house, try to run the motherfucking house. You better get your punk ass on up out of here.
For real. That's kind of
funny. Hey, I'm just saying, though. You know, you got the type of kids that do that. You know. Shit, you know what I say about violence. Violence is a universal language. Everybody understands
Everybody understands that shit. Have you ever went into a relationship trying to earn the respect from the kids? That's the first question I want to ask you, and then the second one I want to ask, did it work out?
Who was that question?
I was asked the father time, did he ever get into a relationship trying to earn the respect of the kids? And the second question was, did it work out? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm still on this earn the respect.
I just wanted to get the rest of our giggles out, but go ahead.
Well, only when it's a marriage, man.
Oh my goodness!
What?
You've never been in that type of relationship that you tried to earn respect from kids. What you saying? Because you can't get married again because you're married now. So have
right.
You, so you say you're doing it now, or have you did it before? Is that the answer you was given?
No, I'm saying before. I still think right now, in order for shit to work, everybody in the house has got to respect everybody.
Okay,
that's my answer.
Okay. Now,
I'm sticking with it.
How much respect do you supposed to give a kid? And what, I mean, I still not understanding. What do you mean?
I don't understand that either. That motherfucker ain't got to respect me, like me, in no way, form, or fucking fashion.
What do you mean by respect?
It's different strokes for different folks. For me, it's all about respect. For me, that's just me.
All right, I think everybody.
What is your definition of respect?
Tamara, I think everybody's just trying to figure out. I think everybody's trying to understand, and I am too. Everybody's just trying to understand, like, okay, your definition of respect, like, okay, I mean, can you give me a scenario? Just give us a scenario, what you mean by earning the respect. You know what I'm saying? Because I hear what you said, but I'm not really understanding it. And so I'm just saying, like, can you give us, like, in your words, the definition of it. You know, help me out.
Okay, well, I mean, if the kid respects you, then that kid's going to come to you. You know what I'm saying? If the kid don't respect you, the kid will never talk to you. But if the kid may be having a problem or something. Let me finish. If the kid may be having a problem. having some issues with somebody. If they don't respect you, they're not going to come to you. You understand what I'm saying? That's
so
what
how
I'm
am
saying.
I supposed to earn
if you
respect?
Want that kid, what do you mean? How you so by talking to them respectful, by not jumping on them for every little thing that they do, shit like that, man.
Okay, hold on.
I thought they wasn't liking us to begin with. So
right.
How is we just jumping on them all of a sudden? I thought it was that they just didn't like us from the jump, and we just supposed to come in and say, ooh, 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 love you. I mean, what?
I don't know who told you that. I never said that.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and that's what it sounds like you're saying.
Okay, hold on. All right, now let's try to do this. All right, I'll come in. Let's just say me and Janine, we're in a relationship, right? You know, me and her talking. You know, we dealing with each other. You know, she say, okay, well, I feel like it's time for you to meet my kids. All right, I come in. I meet the kids. You know, all right. The kids is like more like, I don't like him. Mama, I don't like him. I want daddy back. I don't like him. Now, what do I do to earn that? I mean, in your eyes, Tima, what do I do to earn that respect?
Well, I still think you need to be able to approach the kid. You know, because sooner or later, you have to sit down and have a conversation with this kid sooner or later.
Right, but now, all right, now, hold on, everybody. Don't nobody say nothing. I'm just asking. All right. Now, I hear what you say. You say, I got a post kid. But the kid, like, I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't like you. I want my daddy. What do I do then?
Well, dummy, in that situation, you can't do shit. There ain't nothing
why
you
come
can
I can't? Why come I can't?
Because we need to earn their respect.
Yeah. No, hold on, y'all. Why come? I mean, and this between me and you, dog. Why is that a hopeless case?
What you mean a hopeless case?
I mean, you said there's nothing you can do, so that's pretty much a hopeless case. Why is that?
Because if the kid don't like you, if you've done everything
right.
humanly possible. To build some
kind
kid of
I mean,
relationship.
Hold on. Let's be honest. Me and this kid really ain't had a chance to build a relationship because I just came into the picture. But this kid, because I'm not his daddy, he just instantly don't like me.
And he's not giving him a chance.
This kid, like,
well,
I'm not talking. You said it's a whole
like I say, in some situation, I mean, in a situation like that, if the kid's not willing to open up, what else can you do? You can't do nothing else.
I know.
That's all
I'm
saying.
If the kids change their minds like they change their draws, eventually the kid going to get out of the kid's face to understand you.
Okay, so now, I mean, so in other words, I'm supposed to, I mean, because now me and Janine have built, we trying to build a relationship, and this kid don't like me. I'm supposed to just turn my head and say, well, you know what? Your kid don't like me, so fuck it. You know, that's that.
Right.
I mean, hey.
Right. What you supposed to do then? You gonna say something?
I'm just asking, dog. I'm not ridiculing or nothing. I'm just asking. I'm just asking your take on it.
Well, like I said, I mean, if it's a lost cause, it's a lost cause. You know what I'm saying? But that don't necessarily mean that it has to break up even
what?
Her relationship. I mean, if she's willing to deal with the fact that her son don't like you, and she can get past it. I don't see nothing wrong with keeping the relationship going. That's just me.
Man, I wish I had a sound bite right now.
Hold on, man. I mean, at some point, don't you think that me and this kid don't have to have some type of relationship? Me and her can't have a relationship. I mean, because they a package deal. So
yes,
how am I have a relationship? How am I have a relationship with her without having a relationship with some type of rapport with this kid?
Tell him what to have fun.
Hey, I don't know.
I mean, so in other words, you say, I mean, and I'm just asking, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm just asking, if this kid come from out the gate saying he don't like you, you just supposed to give up?
I never said that. See, y'all missing my whole point. I'm saying
I
as a role
am,
of a step
I'm not
parent.
Being funny. I am.
See, y'all talking about
I'm
no. Y'all talking about
understand.
Like I'm just meeting this lady.
Go ahead, dog. Say what you're saying.
Go ahead.
I was just saying all the time. I'm not understanding what you're saying. I mean, what you mean by it. The respect thing, I'm just not understanding.
Well, I tried
it's
to explain
it.
All right, now, come on, dog. Now, like I said, I mean, you said that, you know, the whole point of, like, you can still have this relationship if she's willing to go on. I mean, but at that point, ain't both of y'all saying fuck the kid?
See, that's my point, man. That's what I'm y'all talking like. You know, I'm just meeting this female. I'm talking about the role as a step parent.
Right. That's what I'm.
That's
saying.
What I'm talking about.
Okay.
But
right,
not everybody
okay.
keeps saying, "Well, no, you know, the kids should do this, the kids should do that." I'm talking.
Okay.
About, I already know this kid.
How do you?
All
right. All right. So you know the kid. Let's give a timetable. How long do you know the kid?
We can say 2 years.
2 years, okay. All right, 2 years.
2 years.
Go on. Go ahead.
What you mean, go ahead?
I mean, okay.
I've been,
you know the kid. You've been knowing the kid for 2 years. You've been an intricate part of this kid's life for 2 years.
Well, exactly.
Well, y'all just. All right, so y'all been dating for 2 years, and this kid in a 2 years time. You can't reach this kid.
I never said that. See, that's where y'all getting it all twisted.
All right, dog,
I'm saying,
I'm asking you. What are you saying?
Well, give me a chance and I'll tell you. What I'm saying is, if I've already been around a kid, I've already earned that kid's respect just by the way I treat that kid. Just because I'm with the kid's mother doesn't mean that kid has to respect me. You know what I mean? Cause that goes on in houses every fucking day, and if y'all don't think it don't, then I'm sorry for you. But just because you with somebody, you don't have to respect that person you with. That person got to earn your respect, adult or kid.
Okay.
It don't
all
matter.
Right.
There ain't no such
okay.
thing as automatic respect. That doesn't
okay.
exist.
Okay. All right. And we wonder why these kids out here shooting each other and goddamn robbing, goddamn grown. Old people
and
stuff.
Well, I mean,
right.
I'm saying though, you one of the main people think just because you're an adult,
no,
every kid
no,
gotta respect you. Every kid
no,
don't.
I, no,
you gotta earn
man,
that kid's respect.
That's the thing you misunderstood what I was saying. I demand my respect as a grown folk to a kid.
That don't mean a motherfucker gonna
I
give
see.
It to you.
Oh, they,
you gotta
earn
that
kid's
respect.
Hold on, we got somebody on the line, dog. We got somebody on the line. Call
them. Another land. I'm still here. I just didn't click in on another land.
Oh, okay,
You ain't gonna fucking disrespect me in my house, so I do demand my respect.
I demand respect. No, you ain't. It ain't happening in my
house. You can demand all you want. That don't mean you're gonna get it.
I bet you any money I would. Or they could go elsewhere outside of my house.
You call me.
And they know I'm ironing nothing.
You crazy as hell.
Right, like
not
having you bring your kid over my house. You bring your kid over. My question is, how do you even get to step parent if you exactly.
if the child didn't, you know, wasn't responding in the first place?
Exactly.
You
shouldn't even be the step parent if that's the case.
Right.
How about that?
I mean, you know, cause like I'm in a situation where, okay, my kid has been around my guy. We've been for 7 years, going on 8 years. And my son can honestly, I can say that, you know, my son does not 100% like his stepfather. But he won't talk to that man any kind of old way. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell me, Ma, you know, I got this kind of problem and that kind of problem. He'll even tell him, this is my problem with you. But he won't just go to him and be like, you know what, nigga, I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why my mama with you. you know, or anything like that. Like, and if they have a problem with one another, even though my son don't necessarily like him, if he tells him to go upstairs and, you know what I'm saying, go to your room and just chill out, sit down and think about it, that's exactly what my son does. Now, he might huff and puff on the way up the stairs, you know, but he does what he's told, even though he don't necessarily like him. So, and as the mother...
That sounds like a form of respect to me.
It is a form of respect, because as his mother, it didn't necessarily start out that way. It started out with, you know, we're going to try to make this shit work. Over time, my son has, you know, his own little issues and is trying to learn himself and figure himself out. So, you know what I'm saying? There's been some clashes. But at the same time, I wasn't going to bring a man around my child that I didn't feel, you know what I'm saying, could have their respect. I wasn't going to bring in Joe Schmo, who was an alcoholic or who was this or who was that, you know what I'm saying, and was like, here, come step-parent my children.
Right.
So that right there is my child's respect. I've raised my kids enough, to, you know, for them to know well, to know my children and how they are and who, you know what I'm saying, could accept them and they could accept this other person and that, you know, and that respect was there. And it's going to remain there. Now, once my kids become grown-ups, if they decide, okay, I'm never going to talk to that man again, and then that's the decision that they make once they become grown and they're no longer, you know, under our care. But for right now, you don't have to like them. But if you say go in there and wash the damn dishes, take the trash out and sweep the floor, I bet damn well that's what you better do.
Exactly.
And they do.
Hmm.
Okay, let me ask a question, Janine. Now,
yeah.
You said that you was disrespectful all throughout.
Yeah.
Do you have, okay, you grown now. You grown with your own kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have stepkids. Do you have a different rapport with your stepdad now than you did when you was a kid?
Of course I do. Because now, you know, I'm an adult, and I now understand everything that was going on. You know, it's me, you know, I blame my mother. It was all her fault as far as I'm concerned. I felt like she shouldn't have put me in their business. You can't put a kid in your business to fight a man, okay? First, I mean, we pulling out knives and shit on him, okay? A mother and a daughter. And then the next day when y'all make up, you telling me, well, don't talk to him like that. Bitch, I just threw a knife out on him yesterday. What is you talking about?
And see,
now we're
all going to
have to
relationship
you got with your child. Exactly. As a kid, we don't understand that. You see what I'm saying? So as a parent,
mm-hmm.
if you want me to respect him, she wanted me to respect him, she should have wanted me to respect him at all times. Not when you want me to disrespect him, then it's okay. And then when you want me to respect him, then I better. No, it don't work like that.
Right. And you know what? With that being said, I'm going to tell you. And Wick, you know this too. When we were kids, we could never fathom why the hell whenever, and I ain't going to lie to y'all, me and Wick did some shit. We did some shit to our stepfather. I am not going to even lie to you. Me and Wick, between me and him, we did some shit to our stepdad. We did. I'm talking about jumped him. I mean, we didn't jump both of them. We didn't jump his stepdad. We didn't jump my stepdad. But we could never find him. Like, why the hell is that going off on us? Because it was like, you know, when we got older, is you know, I realized it was like because she never wanted to put us in the predicament that you say your mother put you in.
Right.
You know, it was like, you know, no, y'all stay the fuck out this. I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, us being boys, you ain't going to touch my mama, blah, blah, skibby, woo, woo. So now, like I said, I'm going to tell you, me and Wick done did some shit. I can honestly say it. We done did some, I mean, we didn't even got in situations where it probably wasn't even going to be a fight. But because he raised his voice, oh, shit, this motherfucker talk of shit, dog. Let's go get this nigga. And we did.
And we was wrong,
you know?
For it. We was wrong.
Right, but it took us to get grown to realize how fucking wrong we was, because now We didn't got grown. We didn't have stepkids, and we didn't did all this. Now we realize, like, you know what? And you know what? And I bullshit you not. And I bullshit you not.
That shit wasn't right.
No, my stepfather told me. He told me, and I never forget what he told me. He said, and this was right after me and Wick jumped on him. Me and Wick jumped on him, and that next day I just knew he was going to come in this house, and wasn't nobody in the house but me and him. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to kill this nigga. Like, damn, ain't nobody here, you know what I'm saying? It's just me and him. And he sat next to me. He said, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. He was like, but you know what? He said, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get older. You're going to meet somebody who has kids. And he was like, then you're going to understand. You're going to understand me a little more better. Now, at the time when he told me that, I'm like, man, fuck you. No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But in time, I did. I'm like, damn. You know, and it's like when them arguments come and the kids get this way or they get that way, and it's like this issue then came up. I'm thinking like, damn, he told me this shit was gonna happen. He told me that. You know? He's like you get around a little boy, that little boy ain't gonna like you for shit in the world. I'm like, yeah, whatever, motherfucker. I mean, situations has arise where, like I said, I've been put in situations like that, and it's just like, I honestly, and you know, motherfuckers probably think that I'm mad, but I just bust out laughing like, hell no, I can't believe this shit just happened. Like, damn, this nigga told me this was going to happen to me, you know, and which gave me a newfound respect for him. You know, it's like, damn, nigga, you did take another man's child and raise him. And put up with a lot of bullshit.
Exactly. I mean, the situation could be a whole lot better if all the parents are on one page. When everybody is going separate ways, that's when it all gets messed up. Because I was only 7 years old. There was no reason I should not have disliked this man. It was because of all the shit that was going on.
Man, dude, you constantly got, and Wick, I can tell you this.
Okay.
I know you personally, I know firsthand, you had a lot of motherfuckers in your ear, especially your uncles. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of motherfuckers in your ear telling you,
note,
you ain't got to listen to them.
Yeah, but on that note, though, he deserves that. I mean, your dad, no. Your stepdad, no. But mine, he deserves every goddamn thing he got. For the things
you know what?
He deserves, everything he got.
You know what, Wick? And I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. And I mean, and not to get personal business out,
yeah,
not
yeah.
everything. Not every. I'm just going to say he deserves some of the shit that we did, but not everything. I'm just gonna say not everything. And if you ever just get time to sit down and think about a lot of things that we both did some fucked up shit. Like we did some fucked up shit. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. And we had
a lot of shit we spoke about, but yeah, we did some fucked up shit.
Right, like I said,
yeah.
We're not going to speak about it, but we did a lot of fucked up shit growing up. And we had a lot of people in our ear telling us,
you ain't got to
listen to them. Y'all ain't got to listen to them.
And that's some of the biggest problems, though. That's the biggest problem.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying, dog. You got to think about it. From the time we can remember all the way up to when the shit started getting fucked up, we always have somebody in our ear telling us we ain't got to listen to him. You ain't got to listen to him. Fuck him. But these people that was telling us this didn't live in that household.
Yeah, true that.
You know what I'm saying? So, you say what?
I said that's usually how it go, ain't it?
Yeah, a lot of times. That's why I'm not saying that everything that they did was perfect. It was a lot of shit they did was fucked up, but we didn't help the situation, especially. And you got a lot of people like now. If you got a lot, you got a lot of people to tell a kid, you know. Like now, it's like the roles didn't switch, because back then it was like the little boys. It was like, that's your motherfucking mama. You now it's the little girls. You ain't got to listen to that motherfucker. This, that, and the other. And it's so fucked up because it's like, why they ain't got to listen to them? What reason do? What reason is you saying that they ain't got to listen to these people? Why? Because they not with the motherfucker you want that person to be with? You know, I mean, but then you got to look at it. They with the motherfucker to make them happy. So, you know, who, whether it's your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, you know what I'm saying? You can't, just because they don't want you to be with who, they want you to be with who you want to be with, you know, it's like, motherfuckers just automatically start spewing venom. Your best girlfriend, your motherfucking homeboy. You know, motherfuckers get to spewing venom to these kids, and there you go. Now it's all fucked up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how times change and just stay the same at the same time sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is I was a stepmother for a long time. And I treated her like I treated all my other kids. And she saw that there was no difference. I don't feel like I was earning her respect. I automatically got it. That's just the way it was going to be. That's my attitude off the bat. And that's just how it is. And whether she got it from my kids or she learned it, whatever she did, she never disrespected me. Now, she talked about Danny like he wasn't shit. And for me, I had to put that in check because that was affecting my kids in regards to respecting him. If I can't have your child coming over here disrespecting you and you live here with us, and then now you think, now my kids thinking, oh, well, she can do it. You see what I'm saying?
Right, ain't nobody
do it. How about this? Now I got to put, you know, because you're not sticking up for your own self, I got to stick up for you. Now, you know, it wasn't that he didn't, he was fine with me doing it, but I just felt like that should have came from him. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, but I got to put in check real fast. Real fast. And she had a crazy mama, just like most, a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But they learn fast. They learn real fast. They do.
I must say, this has been a very interesting show.
Yes, it has.
Great.
I love a topic.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. All right. Well, I think it was a great show. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. We got a lot of shit out the way. Okay. Well, shit. We're gonna do it like this. Liquor Store. What you got? You got any last words?
Yeah, it's very, very, very good show and shit. I'll be here tomorrow night. Good talking to everybody.
Oh, that's what's up, Wick.
Great show. I'll be here tomorrow. And for the record, I still don't understand earning respect to the kids. Just had to say it. But look, you guys, I'll be here tomorrow.
All right, Janine, what's up? Any last words?
I enjoy myself, of course. I have fun talking with everybody. And I will definitely be here tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Big dog, what's happening?
Thank everybody for calling.
Say
what?
I say you like I don't want to talk to none of you motherfuckers.
Fuck all y'all.
I ain't like that, bro.
That nigga say chilling. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Give us a hug or something. Let us know you ain't mad, man.
Papa face motherfucker. I ain't mad, man. What I got to be mad about?
I'm fucking with
you,
man. I ain't got nothing to be mad about, bro. All right, man. Well, I'll say, y'all, censusradio.net. Y'all hit us up. Tell a friend shit. Y'all know how we do. Hey, look here, man. We need some more participation on that motherfucking site, dog. We need y'all to get back on there, man. I ain't seen no poetry. I ain't seen no pigs. Everybody, y'all done slacked off on us. Let's get it on there, CityRadio.net. We out.